Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. Here in the studio with me this morning is Ken Fate, who is going to be speaking with us about the Legislative Information Office. Ken, what on earth is that? What kind of info is there?
Good morning, Aaron. It is the Legislative Information Office is about ready to be in full gear. So our timing is perfect. And we're going to start off with where the information office is, and then we'll talk a little bit about why you would care where the information office is.
Why bother stopping by in the first place? Got it.
So the Legislative Information Office, or sometimes you'll hear it seen or written as LIO, is just across from Raven Radio. There's Totem Square with the mm-hmm. single totem pole in it and a nice square of grass over there. Mm-hmm. And then there's Totem Square Inn. And Totem Square Inn houses a few other businesses. One of them is the AT&T store, and that's just on the corner. And the Legislative Information Office is right in between Totem Square Inn's main front doors mm-hmm. and where you go into the AT&T store. And so it's a rather nondescript set of glass doors, but it does have a large sign that says Legislative Information Office, double glass doors, and we're open Monday through Friday, and basically 9 to 1, and then again in the afternoons from 3 until 5.
Okay.
So that's where we are. Next up is, why would you care?
Yes.
And the point of the Legislative Information Office, the main mission, is to make sure that you have access to your state government. Mm-hmm. And that goes for everybody. And so access happens in at least a couple of critical ways. Number one, we have the 2019 legislative session about ready to begin. The first day is on January 15th.
Okay.
And that's going to run through at least the 90th day on April 14th, but as in years past, possibly all the way up to mid-May.
Okay.
That would be 121 day legislative session. So what happens during the session is, of course, bills get introduced, mm-hmm. bills get debated, some bills get passed, and through that whole process, you might care about some of those bills. And that comes to the first thing that the legislative office can do. Which bills should I care about? Well, what topics do you care about? What issues do you care about? There may be bills introduced that affect things that you personally have strong feelings mm-hmm. about. There may be budgets that are introduced that would affect programs that you have strong feelings about. And what might you want to do or say about that? If you would like to have feedback on this process, which is what, by the way, our government process is all about, feedback, mm-hmm. right? The whole idea of democracy is that your voice counts. And I'm talking to you, Aaron, and I'm talking to you and to you and to you. Everybody's voice mm-hmm. counts, not just in the election cycle, but in the legislative cycle. How do you make your voice heard? The Legislative Information Office is the primary resource to help you get your voice heard to your representatives, your senators, when the committees are meeting about the things you care about mm-hmm. at the Legislative Information Office, you can come in and testify. It's that little office here in Sitka, and there are 22 others around the state, is an extension of the state capitol.
Oh, interesting.
So that when committees are meeting, they meet telephonically mm-hmm. with all of the legislative offices as well, so that you don't have to travel to Juneau. Which is hard enough for Sitka, but it gets even more difficult for other communities in Alaska. Mm-hmm. You just have to come over to Totem Square, and then you are sitting in on a committee meeting. You're signed in. You are able to testify. The chair will recognize you and give you your opportunity to speak. Usually it's 2 or 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. How do you prepare for such a thing? I'm a resource there. I can let you know the protocol about mm-hmm. how to participate in a state committee meeting for the legislature.
Awesome.
And that is, you know, that's how the laws are actually made. And to step mm-hmm. back and say, my voice doesn't matter, is not how the United States democracy was original
how it was
envisioned.
Designed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it's I get excited about this time of year because this is when we get to each citizen has a right and a responsibility mm-hmm. to participate. The Legislative Information Office is nonpartisan, so there is no agenda coming out of that office except participation mm-hmm. from whatever quarter you come from in your political view. You are welcome to come and utilize the resource mm-hmm. about how to get your voice known, how to learn more yeah. about what bills are out there. You can track bills through calling me. You can just say, hey, Ken, I'm interested in this topic, and I will flesh out what bills are going to address that topic and help keep you up to date. You can also do this online on the website for the legislative session, which is a great website. We're going to have a look at it here in just a second, Aaron. Yeah. And you can do that through email updates. But you can also do something just right on your cell phone. And I talked a bit about this last year, and everybody that used it just loved it because you can get a text update whenever an issue that you care about is happening in the legislature, whether it's moving awesome. To a new committee or mm-hmm. if it's going to be public testimony next Tuesday, then the sooner you know, the better.
Put it on your schedule and show up at the office to be a part of that committee hearing.
Exactly. Excellent. So if you go to the website, which is akleg.gov.
All right. I got it up here.
And it's AK Legislature is what it's short for, but I say AK Leg instead of AK Ledge. Because AK Ledge could be DG. You might spell it any number of ways in your head.
Exactly.
akleg.gov. Pretty clear. You're going to get there. And that's where you can search any topic, any bill. There's a prominent search bar, right?
Yep, right at the top of the page.
That's a great place to begin. Aaron, scroll all the way to the bottom.
Okay.
And what we're going to be looking for is there's a text number that... that you can text mm-hmm. a bill number to. And can you see that at the bottom of the page?
Yeah, there? I said it's here. Yeah, text a bill number, example, House Bill 1, HB1, to a nine-digit number.
What is that nine-digit number?
That number is 559-245-2529. So that, as it says, it will enroll you in text alerts. So there'll be a confirmation and instructions.
That's perfect. We'll read that number right before we go.
Perfect.
And you can find that number at the bottom of the website, akleg.gov. And you need to know the House bill number. You don't know that? Give me a call. You can also look it up on that very website that you're on about what the topic is, or the Senate bill number. And so you just send in a text, and it doesn't care if it's capitalized or not, as far as HB or SB. It doesn't matter if there's a space in between SB and the number or not. It's really, mm-hmm. really easy. So SB23, whatever it is, and it's going to text you right back. Say you're enrolled in this. Anytime something happens with SB23, we're going to text you. And it says also, to unenroll, just do this. Just mm-hmm. type in unenroll and then you're done. So it tells you that you're in, it tells you what it's going to do, and it tells you how to get out.
Perfect.
And so it's really easy, and it's a great way to make sure that whatever you care about in the legislature is going to be literally in your pocket. So it's something I'm really excited to share. If you have any questions, you can call me. If you want to learn more about this, I'll do one-on-one lessons. 747-6276. And that website is akleg.gov.
And just one more time, what were the hours for the actual Legislative Information Office over
right
next
now,
to Totem
we're
Square?
9 to 1 and 3 to 5. So
perfect.
It's we try to stay open during the lunch hour, mm-hmm. which is when a lot of folks have some available time. So we just skew the hours a little bit. It's not a full-time position, actually, just due to budget cuts from mm-hmm. several years back. And we do go even shorter hours during non-legislative session. Or non-legislative session times of the year. Mm-hmm. And then I know we have, what, a minute?
About a minute.
30 seconds?
Yep.
I just want to make a couple things clear because this legislative information is the name of office. It's the mission of the office. And there has been some understandable confusion about permanent fund dividend time during this time of year. And there is... Just a couple things that are important to make clear. Updates from the Legislative Affairs Agency, who this is what this office works for in Juneau, that there is a PFD, permanent fund dividend, role that this office plays.
Mm-hmm.
As the Legislative Information Officer, I can certify copies of birth certificates, passports, and naturalization certificates for first-time filers.
Nice.
Instead of mailing them in.
Mm-hmm.
I have the authority to do that. What I do not have the authority to do, nor does any office in Alaska, including the permanent fund dividend offices in Juneau, Anchorage, and Fairbanks, nobody can remove the responsibility of each constituent to fill out and submit their own permanent fund dividend application.
Okay.
So the LIO is not a permanent fund dividend office.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that will bring by an application and set it on the counter and say, here, I turned it in. And that you may as well turn it in on a counter at a downtown business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
going to get where it needs to go.
Try to do it, but there's no guarantee. And if you say, hey, I put it there, that doesn't matter to the permanent fund dividend division. We're simply not them.
Yep.
And so it'd be the same if you went and put it on the DMV desk. It's just not where it's supposed to go. We are also not allowed to keep any documents, and we're also not allowed to fill out any applications. We can assist answering questions about the application process. We can help you navigate web forms, but you should do it on your own. We do have a public computer. They're nothing special. They're not PFD computers. They're just regular computers like you have at home. The library has public computers. You can do it there. And this year, the good news is you don't need to print out anything to send it in. And the whole My Alaska thing doesn't need to be double justified or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All you're going to do at the end of the process is put in a username and a password, and away you go. And so you won't need to print anything. If you need assistance, by all means, you can ask us for assistance. We just can't do it for you.
Perfect.
We can't sit there and fill it out for you.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you, Ken, for coming in. And if for anyone wanting to stop by the Legislative Information Office, it is right between the Totem Square Hotel and AT&T store, or you can go to akleg.gov for more information about the whole process. Ken, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you. Can you read that number at the bottom of akleg.gov
one more time?
It's the text number.
The very bottom. If you want to text to track a House or Senate bill, text the bill number to 559- 2452529.
Thank you.